back at Motel 6, these guys have been left completely in the dark, mm-hmm. growing angrier and angrier
by the moment.
And we actually have no sense of time because it looks like, oh, the next day. This could actually have been days.
Days.
Because we have actually no sense of how long Dale was over there and producers behind the scenes scrambling to figure out what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it was just the next day. And then she walks in and tells the guys. I think they were actually sitting there for multiple days without answers.
Yeah, because it wouldn't shock me if Claire was like, no, I'm not letting him leave this room. Until I find his credit score and figure this all out.
There were reports that Claire was refusing to leave the room.
Yeah.
It could be her and Dale were refusing to leave the room. Mm-hmm. No. Anyways, finally in walks Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of like waiting expectedly for something.
Mm-hmm.
And she lets them know, you know, you guys are amazing guys. When I came here, I was ready to find the love of my life. And what I came here for, I think I found. And it's with Dale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, looking like she says it very confidently, but all the guys are kind of like.
Yeah, because that's a really annoying sentence. Like, all of them were dating you, and you were like, actually, this guy won. And no, he did not come back from 3 days ago because we're madly in love.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to say that. She could have just said, I found what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to say, and it's with Dale. She did not have to say that. That was rude.
I know. Why not? They all know at that point.
I know, but still, it's like rubbing it in.
It is. Yeah, it sucks. She's and then what, like, this line was totally necessary in my head. She said, I hope that what I found in Dale, I want the same for you guys.
This is where she gets my Becky of the week.
Oh, Lord.
That
Claire.
Was so rude.
And just so unnecessary.
That was so unnecessary. So, so unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what set old Kenny off.
Kenny is done. Kenny is done.
Yep.
So, yeah, Blake was talking about, you know, I'm scared that you're going to get hurt. This seems so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, who got my invite to the cookout for
same. This. Same. Same. Okay. He actually got my invite to the cookout a little earlier when he said, this has nothing to do with Dale. This is her show, and she let this happen right before she walked in. I said, well, you better make sense, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Claire is out here asking all the questions we need to know. He flat out said, were you guys talking before the show?
Because
this shit ain't adding up. This don't make no damn sense to me. And he's just like, I've wasted so much time here. You're not going to do is not just give me the whole truth at once.
Right, right. And flat your out. Version of it. Like, I'm going to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. She again doubles down 100% not.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny goes in more.
Yep.
He said, you should apologize to the group.
Yep.
I just feel like a lot of time has been wasted. I was talking with you, but I could tell you didn't care.
Yep.
And you should apologize for faking it when you were in love with Dale from the first night.
He ain't wrong. And you know what? Kenny is a boy band manager. And like we have said previously, it's not like he took PTO time for this. He doesn't get paid out for this.
Mm-hmm.
He is sacrificing a lot to be here. A lot of these guys have like good paying normal jobs or, you know, are here for Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
This man here is like, look, I came here for love. I'm almost 40. I do not get paid to not be here. And you are wasting my time.
And as you, I think you said on another episode, he's a boy band manager.
Yeah.
The music industry is like on shutdown right now. Who is going to shows to see any of these boy bands or whatever?
Mm-hmm. My man's probably trying to fix up a Patreon right now.
For real. This is precious time that he could be sitting at home trying to reconfigure his
strategize
how he's going to revamp his career in this as COVID has hit his industry.
Yep.
And he here wasting time with you and you don't even want to talk to him. Like, he just can't understand what the fuck he's doing here.
No.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Claire, though, she ain't apologizing. She said, I will apologize if I wasted your time, but I am not going to apologize for love.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
That is true, but also she could have just said, this is the thing. She keeps saying things that are unnecessary. Yeah. She could have said, I really apologize for wasting your guys' time.
Yeah,
I was in love with Dale from the moment I saw him. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I hold very close and very dear. But you all have come out here in quarantine and do all this, and I apologize for that.
Yeah.
But she didn't have to do all this. I won't apologize for love. She didn't have mm-hmm. to do all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. She came in very much like, I found in love. Mm-hmm. I found my person and mm-hmm. wanted them to be like, rah, rah, yay.
Yeah.
Like, Bill Claire, like, this is, you know, we're happy for you. This sucks, mm-hmm. but we're happy for you. But I think you're right. She definitely did deserve more of a, like, explanation
mm-hmm.
or an apology. Like, I've been so caught up with Dale these last yeah. 3 days. I yep. recognize that. You guys are not dumb. I get mm-hmm. it. I could have handled things a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm,
I apologize, yeah. but I have deep feelings for this guy, and that right. kind of blocks my mind. Like, kind of yeah, you know, pepper it yeah. up a little bit, and they would be like, "Okay, we get it."
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't really take much ownership for her treatment of them the past 3 days at all. Yeah. But yeah, the guys. I mean, Ivan. He said, "This takes guts. I appreciate you."
Mm-hmm.
What's his face? Ben, Buzz Lightyear. He says, I'm so yeah. happy for you. You've always been a bold woman. So this, you know, makes mm-hmm. sense. And even Jason, but her Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, I'm not going to apologize for love. And he said, as you shouldn't. So they, you know, although they've been sitting around for days, they were mm-hmm. very supportive of her in the long run.
Yeah. At the very end. Yeah.
At the very end. Hugged her and mm-hmm. went on her way.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, all the guys are still sitting around like, so
what are we still doing here?
What are we still doing here? Yeah. What does this mean? Can I get my passport back? Like,
right.
What's the plan here? Blake, poor Blake. He another one.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
He was doing a lot. I think what he did was what Claire did for Dale.
Mm-hmm.
He did with Claire. So he came with absolutely. Such high expectations. He said he spent time researching dementia and Alzheimer's mm-hmm. to understand what her mom's going through. He invested a lot of time and energy into researching this woman. And now it's just like that. It's gone.
She's gone. Mm-hmm.
So I get it, but he's off doing a lot. So now Chris Harrison calls up Neil Saran Rap Lane. On FaceTime. We don't get Neil this season. We've gotten through a FaceTime. Still looking shiny as hell. A little pixelated, but
still the shine freshly injected. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And tells him we need the ring, ASAP. Today.
Yep, right now. Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a proposal supposedly happening tonight. So let's get that ring. Chris Harrison visits Dale. Dale's chilling. He feels good.
He's in his own suite. He got his leather couch.
Uh-huh.
He's Gucci.
Doing quite fine. Mm-hmm. Chris lets him know that Claire, quote-unquote, broke up with all the other guys.
Yeah, the dramatics of that being a phrase.
And he said, you know, what's next is the final step. Claire mm-hmm. will be waiting for you. And she's going to be waiting for a proposal.
Yep. I wonder if she said that to him ever. Or if Chris Harrison communicated that to him first. How horrific would that be?
That's what I was so... The whole thing was icky in my head. Because I'm like, why is Chris Harrison saying this to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You must go propose. Claire is waiting for a proposal. Did they talk about that last night?
Right. Did Claire say she wanted a proposal?
That's what Claire wants.
Right.
Right.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.